soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and how are you today? It's Tuesday, and this is going to be a great day as we serve the King of Kings. Our summer is going quickly, isn't it? July 13th, yesterday would have been my dad's birthday had he been alive, and it was Ashlyn's birthday, and today it's your birthday, whoever you are. Happy birthday. Here's our teenagers singing Sheltered in the Arms of God. Oh, I love this song. Sing it, will you, kids?
Thank you.
What a great song, Sheltered in the Arms of God. Here's another song, Amazing Grace, Eternal Life. I don't know the song, but it sure sounds like a good title. Let's play it for you right now. Let's see if we like it. I'm not sure, Brother Joel. Let's see. It's kind of dead so far. Is it going to make it? Is it going to get bright? Is it going to be happy? Is it going to be alive? All right, we'll see. Amazing Grace, Eternal Life.
Rising above all earthly strife, amazing grace, eternal life. There is a peace that all can know. It calms the
Chapter 27 of Genesis, it came to pass. Always comes to pass. Everything comes to pass. And he called his son. He said, my son. He said, behold, here am I. And he said unto him, behold, I am old, and I know not the day of my death. I look at that verse, I think of my own life. I know I'm old, and I know that I'm getting near the shore. But I pray that I live for God all the way to the last day. I pray that I have fire in my soul and zeal. I sure have it. Now, therefore, I say, I pray thee, take my weapon and the quiver and thy bow and go out to the field and take me some venison. Get me some venison and some savory meat. And it came to pass that here's a daddy calls his son Esau. He says, behold, here am I. And he says, now therefore take, pray thee my weapon, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go to the field. Get me some venison, that I may bless thee before I die. Rebekah heard Isaac speak to Esau, his son. And Rebekah said to Jacob, her son, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. Wrong, mother. Wrong. Don't obey my voice. You're pitting yourself against your husband. Obey my voice. Go to the flock. fetch me some two good kids of goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And bring it to your father, that he may eat it and bless thee. Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man. I'm a smooth man. My father will feel me. He'll know I'm a deceiver. And she said, I'll take care of it. Don't worry. And he came to his father and said, my father, he said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? Jacob said to his father, lie number one. I am Esau, thy firstborn. Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? Now it gets spiritual. Lie two. Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. God never brought you anything. Jacob. Jacob's name means con artist or schemer. And so he lied to his dad again. Isaac said to Jacob, come, that I may feel thee, my son. And Jacob said, the voice is Jacob's, but the hands are the hands of Esau. He discerned not that because his hands were hairy. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he lied again. I am. And he came and kissed his son and came near and blessed his son. And he did eat. Well, it came to pass soon after that Jacob made an end of blessing Jacob, that Jacob was scarce gone. And Isaac, his father, said, who art thou? And he said, I'm thy firstborn Esau. Isaac trembled very exceedingly. He said, who? Where is he that hath taken the venison and brought it to me? I've eaten it before you came. And Esau heard the words of his father and was with a great cry. Thy brother came with subtlety and hath taken my blessing away. You know, families, just do things right. I know of right now so many family members suing family members. What do you think? And you know, it's all over money. Let's say that my parents were never wealthy like this. Let's say that my parents left my sisters, my two sisters, myself, $1 million. They did not. But let's just say that we all got $333,000. We did not get that. But let's just say that. And my two sisters, they conspired against them. By the way, number one, they would never have done that. My sisters were so godly. They did not want to take from my parents. And but let's say they oust them. I'd sue them. No, I would never ever sue my sisters. I don't care. I don't care if it was due me. I don't care if they stole from me. I would never. And can I tell you, my one sister's in heaven. My other sister lives in Florida. They would have never sued me. I could have taken their money, and I know they wouldn't have sued me. Well, why would? What are you people thinking? What are you 4:30? What are you thinking? You're suit happy. You're selfish. You're prideful. That's a shame. I pray that you'll live for Christ and just do things right. Father, bless our listener friends, we pray, and give them a good day right now is my prayer. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy to us. Thank you for being careful, caring for us. And thank you, Father, for every listener. Give them a good day is my prayer. May we find ourselves living for thee in Jesus' precious name for his sake. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.